Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here it comes, right? Close down Twitter. Twitter should be closed. They should close it. Because it allows idiots... I'm not saying close it. I'm just saying they should close it. Because it allows idiots to breed. Harold McMaster has tweeted me, if you don't want to vote, then you shouldn't have an opinion on the matter, so shut up. No, you shut up, right? Because, and here's the thing, you obviously weren't listening because I made that point. I'll make it again, Harold McMaster, you thicko. I pay tax. I pay more tax than you pay. I guarantee it, right? So, yeah, I do get a say in being unhappy with the way things are run. And even if I didn't pay tax, I'd still get a say in being unhappy or happy with the way things are run. So don't tell me to shut up. I'm exercising my free speech, you scumbag. And here's the other one from Tracy 1970. Hello. Her title is Proud of Our UK Christian Country. I checked her feed. It's full of anti-Islamic stuff and retweets of Prison Planet, Paul Joseph Watson, that scumbag. So shouldn't even be given her the time of day. But I will because I'm a nice guy. Mog and Boris have no choice to vote for deal or no Brexit. They want to get us out, just want the biggest vote in British history, wants democracy. You're listening to James O'Brien too much. They could rip up deal later on good. Remain MPs are frustrated Brexit from beginning. No, Tracy 1970, hello. Unlike you, yeah, I've listened to James O'Brien. I've also listened to Nick Ferrari and Julia Hartley Brewer and Ian Dale and James Whale and loads of people that agree with me and loads of people that disagree with me, right? I listen, unlike you, I don't sit in my little echo chamber listening to people who I just agree with. I listen, one of my favourite presenters on this station ever is George Galloway. Have you heard his show? Because he is full on, let's jump off the edge of a cliff, full on Brexit. But I like listening to him. So get stuffed. And also, I'm allowed to express my opinion and ignore an opinion from someone who says proud of our UK Christian country and then retweets Prison Planet. Dear God, what are you doing even listening to this show? You're a racist. I don't want you here. Terrible, she says again. If MPs try and thwart or stop Brexit, i.e. democracy in any way, people will never trust them again. It would be a disaster for Britain and our democratic system. P.S. Trump cleared president for 8 years. Great for America. I hope this... I mean, this is the thick... These are the thick idiots that we're dealing with. Catherine, you wanted to say something. Sorry.
Also, she can't spell your... No, I mean, that's the most offensive thing to me.
Or know where to put punctuation or any of that.
Considering they like English so much.
Yeah. So, no, I am allowed an opinion. And that hurts you. That makes you butt hurt. I'm not going to vote again. I'm not going to vote for any of them. But I'm still entitled to an opinion. That whole argument, well, if you don't vote... You're not entitled to an opinion. That's you've been brainwashed with that. That doesn't make any logical sense. Of course I'm entitled to an opinion.
People died in war so you could have an opinion.
Yeah, people died in war so that I didn't have to vote if I didn't want to. Do you know what I mean? People died in war so I don't have to wear a poppy if I don't want to. I'm allowed to say, here's the thing, I can say and think what I want. Like that person who just tweeted me is allowed to retweet racist rubbish. I'm allowed to call them out for it. It's fine. It's fine. We're allowed to do these things. 03444991000. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. Is that Ian?
Is that Michael?
It is.
Yeah, it's Ian.
Yeah, I've listened to you now for about 10 minutes and you've been ranting on. And I agree with everything you say, mate.
Of course you do. I speak a lot of sense.
You tell it as it is, whereas other people don't. You get lies and mistruths and that. Yeah, great. Anyway, do you think you're in getting in touch with what's his name? Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah. See if he can got a resurrection spell to bring back Guy Fawkes.
Hang on a minute. Well, we don't. First of all, we don't want to blow up the Houses of Parliament. That would be.
Oh yes, we do. Especially when they're all in there.
No. Michael,
yes,
come on.
Yes.
No.
I'll supply the gunpowder.
No, Michael. Listen, I know you're joking, but you've got to remember, an MP was murdered over Brexit. So I know that you're joking, but it's a slightly uncomfortable joke.
Well, I don't think. Well, what they are, they're like a. We're going to get rid of a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Bring in some new parties and some new people because it's I watch it on the telly and it's like watching a show that's full of comedians.
Are you going to stand, Michael?
Pardon?
Are you going to stand?
Yeah, well, I was in the forces, so yeah, I can stand.
What, as an MP?
Pardon?
As an MP?
Funny you should say that. I've done 5 years in the Territorial Army as a military policeman, yeah?
No, she met a Member of Parliament, you muppet! Like what we're talking about! Hey, can the MP, the military police, right, I'm fascinated by military police, whenever they'd rock up in like a movie or a TV series, can they only arrest soldiers or could a military police like arrest me?
No, it's an army law. They just look after the army.
So you could burst into like a barracks and arrest a soldier.
Yep.
Wow.
Or in a public place, you could, provided he's causing trouble. You could. We used to patrol the towns.
Yeah.
Well, especially in Germany, and if there was a fight going on, you used to go in and sort them out.
Wow. Give them a good battering with your stick.
Most of them used to run off if they got any sense.
Yeah, of course they did. Tough guys. All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. Good evening, Ray.
Evening.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on a second. So we are getting rid of all of the regular callers and we're asking for new people to play them. Who is it you'd like to be, Ray?
I'd like to play the part of Alan Caddick.
Okay. Hang on, who's got a radio on in the background?
Not me, Brian.
Someone has.
Not me, Mark.
Alan?
Not me.
No, sorry, the other Alan.
No, I've got that radio on me here.
Alan?
Yeah?
You've got an echo on your line.
I'm on a Bluetooth headset.
You're on a what?
Bluetooth.
I'm on a Bluetooth headset.
Well, is there any chance you could be on... This is why I want to get rid of these idiots. The arrogance, the entitlement. Is there any chance you could be on a phone...
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Why were you doing that?
Because I tried something different.
Well, it's a bit late. I bet you were holding the phone at the same time, weren't you?
No.
Is it clipped to your belt?
No, stuck in my ear with a Bluetooth headset.
Of course it would be. All right, Alan.
Yes, boss.
The other Alan.
Yes, boss.
OK, so we're going to have a little trial conversation and we're going to see how you get on, OK? Just workshop it, no pressure. Let's just see where this goes.
Right, Alan.
OK, let's go to line two. It's Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Evening.
No, Alan.
Yes, boss.
Which one?
The first Alan.
Yes, boss.
No, original Alan.
Yes, boss.
Could you be quiet? We're just going to talk to new Alan, the next generation.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to line two. It's Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Evening, Ian. Evening, Cass.
How's everything going tonight, Big Al?
Yeah, it's all right. I rang my brother last night.
Oh, really? Because you'd fallen out a bit. What happened?
Yeah, he still doesn't want to talk to me. Yeah. But, he says, Alan, you've got a dirty.
You've got a what?
I've got a dirty.
A dirty what?
Exactly. He won't tell me.
Will he not?
No.
Well, did you... You've had a wash, yeah? You had a bath, didn't you?
Yeah, I got soap on a rope.
Can you still get soap on a rope?
Yeah.
OK. So you're not in the bath now, are you?
No, not now.
OK. All right, and scene. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Problem is, I've got one problem. I can understand him too much.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I think Alan Caddick is more of a minty shower gel man.
Alan?
Yes, boss.
What do you bathe with? Is soap on a rope or minty shower gel?
Shower gel.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Alan, Next Generation.
Yeah?
I'm going to play a song. Could you sing along with it for us?
Yeah,
sure. Here we go. Hang on a minute. Just getting this queued up.
I love this one.
There you go. In your own time, Alan. Take it away.
All right. If you want to, I'll change the situation. Right people, right time, just the wrong location. I will keep you near, just you keep me near. I'll be so good for you, I'll be so good for you. Yeah. It was a bit cut out there.
It was a little bit cut out. Classic, Alan.
Yes, boss.
What did you make of that? It was good, wasn't it?
He got a crucial line wrong.
Sorry?
He got a line wrong.
Okay, well, you hang on. You're telling me in your version you got any of the words right?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy's good. I mean, he's got all the moves.
Yeah. I tell you what, Alan, Next Generation, you're through to the second round.
Great.
If we get any more Alans, we will let you know. We'll put you head to head against any other Alans that may or may not call in.
Righto.
Thank you, Alan.
Good night.
And thank you, Alan.
One more thing, boss. I don't want you to go on YouTube.
Sorry?
And I've got a message from Angela telling you to go on live streaming.
Okay. What do you mean?
She wants you to go on YouTube.
What, is she live streaming now?
No, she wants you to go on YouTube.
Why?
I'm just a messenger.
Well, can you go... flipping it. Can you go back to her and ask her to call in?
OK, we'll do that now.
Thank you very much indeed. It's so complicated, isn't it? 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
OK, well, we're asking if anybody can explain where we are. Because I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It's so depressing. Well, it's not even depressing. It's just like, I've given up. I'm out. I'm not voting anymore. I'm not getting involved in that, in their shenanigans. I'm not playing their game anymore. It's not happening. And we're also asking for, we're sacking off the actors that played the regular callers on the show. So George, Rainbow George, Alan, Nigel from Maidstone. They were just asking too much money. Contracts were up for renewal. So doing the classic thing of not renewing them and getting new actors to play them. It could be you. If you want to be one of our classic regular callers, call up now and audition 0344 499 1000.
We're just refreshing things. It's good to do that after the third season.
Oh, well, let's not say that, because I would like to be here for year number four, which I think I am going to be here for year number four. Imagine. I forgot there was coffee and it's gone a little bit cold. So NASA are doing this thing. NASA wants to pay. I'm up for this. NASA wants to pay people £14,000 to stay in bed for 2 months watching films and reading books to study the effects of microgravity.
Yes, please.
Separate beds, but we're in.
Look at top and tail.
The 60-day study will involve doing everything lying down in a special cot.
Oh, hang on. Do you have to poo in there?
Hang on a minute. Here we go. All right. I will do it with you. Bagsy, I'm not this one. 24 participants will be selected. Half, that's you, will be spun in a centrifuge.
Oh, no.
To see if artificial gravity chambers are viable for long-duration space travel. Volunteers are being offered £14,000. By the way, Angela's calling in. If anyone wants to play Angela, now's a good time to call 03444991000. Volunteers are being offered £14,000 to lie in bed for 2 months and watch TV to help NASA understand how space travel will affect astronauts. The dream job for many is designed to see how artificial gravity affects the human body and participants will need to do everything lying flat, including going to the lavvy.
Oh, no.
Space experts from NASA and ESA will study them around the clock in a bid to understand how astronauts may be affected by prolonged spells in space, with muscle wasting the main concern. ESA, I'm guessing that's the European Space Agency, who, let's be honest, are rubbish. They don't really count. Claim it is integral in understanding the damage that may be caused by weightlessness, cosmic radiation, isolation, and spatial restrictions. 24 volunteers will be subjected to 60 days of permanent bed rest in Cologne. All participants must speak the German. You speak the German, yeah?
Kann ein bisschen Deutsch.
Ja, ein bisschen. Ein bisschen Düsseldorf. Franzi. I was speaking to a German on when I was playing the Apex Legend video game on the PS4 Donnerstag.
Oh. Ich möchte ein Erdbeereis ohne Sahne, bitte.
Ja. Only requirements are that participants are between 24 and 55. Yep, and healthy. Yep. They'll be propped up at a slight incline, with their feet elevated above their head and body to reduce blood aggregating in the body's extremities. Mm-hmm. This is expected to mimic the effects of being in space and may result in numbness and muscle wasting. The project, it also recommends the participants use the time and opportunity to enrol in some online courses. No thanks. Just a good lie down.
Can I work from home? I want to go there.
Half the participants will undergo treatments akin to that of an artificial gravity chamber. They will be spun around in a centrifuge at 30 revolutions a minute in the hope it will force blood back into their extremities, your fingers, your toes, your willy. It is hoped a 3-month time block will need to be cleared in order to take part in the study, as a 2-week period of rehabilitation will follow the test. I'm in. I'm totally in. I'm up for that. I'm up for that, Sophie. Are you up for that?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
No one does. No one does. Say hello, Catherine, and hold it.
Hello.
No, go hello.
Can you hear me?
Hang on.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Sam, can you finish this off for us?
Hello.
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 See, no.
Hello.
See, no one does it anymore, Sophie. Would you like to join in with us?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so
do I have to pretend I've seen the thing on Twitter. Do I have to pretend to be that person straight away?
No, hang on. You're gonna say hello quite low and hold it.
Oh.
Go.
Hello.
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 There you go. No one does that anymore. People used to do that all the time.
My little dog's head's gone funny.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Do you need to call a vet?
So, you know when they go sideways?
Oh, yes, and they go sideways.
It's so cute.
Get rid of a dog. Get two cats.
Oh, really? No, never.
Yeah, cats are better than dogs.
Okay.
What can we do for you, Sophie?
No, because I thought so much a bit of fun in my life tonight. I've had a really bad day, last couple of days.
Oh.
And I just saw your that thing on Twitter about auditioning, so I thought I'd just ring up. I got through straight away. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, we don't get many calls. We're not very popular.
Oh, okay.
Sophie, who would you like to be?
Boozy Lady.
You want to? That was one of the names.
Sophie's auditioning for the role of Boozy Lady.
A random drunk, a random miserable man, and a boozy lady. All right, Sophie. Well, that's it, Catherine. Why don't you lead this call? So okay. We'll just go straight into it. It's just a workshop, Sophie. Relax, enjoy it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. But by the way, I've never heard any of your shows. I know that sounds really bad, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll just do my best, OK?
OK. Have you been a boozy lady ever? Because you could just embody that now.
Yeah, okay, I've done that, yeah.
OK, right, and scene, Catherine.
OK, on line three, we've got Sophie. Hey, Sophie.
All right, darling, all right.
Oh, Sophie, you sound like you've... have you been out tonight?
Yeah, my head is spinning, darling, it's spinning.
Oh, what have you got for us tonight? What did you want to talk about?
Oh, God. I want to talk about my marriage, if that's all right. If that's all right. Do you mind if I talk about that? Is that all right?
Of course not. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
What's going on, Sophie?
It's just no sex. Do you know what I mean? It's against sex. And are you allowed to say that? I don't know if you're allowed to.
You're allowed to say that if that's what's going on or not going
on. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what do they do? What's happening? It's not happening.
How long has it not been happening?
Well, I bought a rabbit a couple of weeks ago. So it's got about 6 months. Not a rabbit in a hutch, obviously. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Rabbit. Do you know that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
A pink one, yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't survive in the wild.
No, they don't like carrots. Although I have tried a carrot. Anyway, I don't want to go down this. No. You know, what can I say? Anyway, so yeah, it's just this really. I've just had so much to drink. I've done that my sorrows. Oh, it's a bit of gin and something else. I've got to take the dogs out for a walk. I don't know, I can't do it.
I think the dogs maybe can go without a walk tonight. Maybe what you should do is drink some water and have a lie down.
Yeah, maybe. But the room is spinning. It's like it's spinning. I've had to take the carrots out of the fridge as well because the rabbits, the batteries. God, I'll tell you what, my head is spinning.
Is that the booze or the rabbit that's done that?
Oh. I don't know, I can't find it now. I think the kids have played, thought it was something, and taken it somewhere.
And scene! Well done! Sophie, are you sure you've never listened to this show before?
No, that was spot on.
And I just wanted to release, and I thought, bloody, I'm going to ring up and just, you know what I mean?
Sophie, you've got the job, unless someone comes on and does it better, and I don't see how they can, you've got the role of Boozy Lady.
Oh, thank you very much.
So hang on, did you just listen tonight just because I tweeted... You follow me on Twitter, I guess?
Well, no, what happened was something happened... God, I can't remember with you. You saved someone's life. It was amazing. So you came on my news feed and then I followed you and I just thought, wow, I just... like, how you are, you're very straight talking. And I just saw this, I thought, oh, my God, I just want a bit of fun, you know? And yeah. I just thought I'd bring it up. So that's it, really.
Well, Sophie, is what a lovely, lovely first phone call. I hope we speak again, either as yourself or the Boozy Lady.
So how does it work, then? Do I just... Does it happen, like, at 10 o'clock every night? Or
Here's the thing, right? Monday to Friday, 10 yeah. till 1, is me and Catherine, yeah. and we... kind of just sit and we talk rubbish. You can listen to us online or on the Talk Radio app or on DAB. We sit and talk rubbish and you can call in about the stuff we're talking about or about absolutely anything.
But just a little note about Boozy Lady. Boozy Lady yeah. tends to only ring us up maybe once or twice and generally after the second time they fall out with us.
Right, okay. And I can ring up at about 10 because I usually get to bed quite early. You know, I don't want to get to bed too late. So I can ring you about 10. Yeah. Is that all right?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
nice
great.
Nice one, Sophie.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care. There you go. What a great first call. What a great first call. I'm not in next week, by the way, guys. You've got Kath on a solo mission, so that'll be well worth tuning into. I've got a week off. But I like that. Isn't that nice? I never listened before. I saw the tweet and went, I'll give it a go.
She was very good.
That
she
was brilliant. Convincing. She went straight into it. Angela's up next. We'll come to her in a second. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers,
did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
I would like to dress up as a woman, but do it convincingly, because I think I could pull it off. Steady. Do it really convincingly. The kids in the hall, right? Reading the book, that book about kids in the hall, the Seth Meyers book, finally. I only had him on 6 months ago. I'm finally getting around to reading the book. And it's a great read. And I got the box sets and I need to watch them, right? But the kids in the hall, have I got the book with me? Yes, I have. When the kids in the hall played women, right? They didn't do Monty Python Pepper Pot women. They did hot women, right? Let me find you. Okay, so this is them as Sex Girl Patrol. Look at those hot women, particularly Dave Foley, there, that guy there. They're hot women, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they? And on the top left, in the top left as well, there's, I think it's Scott Thompson and maybe Bruce McCulloch. They're convincing women. They're not physically, they're not parodying, they're not, you know, they look like women, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. I want to dress up, not necessarily as a hot woman, although I would be hot. You can't deny genetics. look at Bruce McKinney. Look at Bruce McKinney as a woman there. I mean, wow.
Makeup is great.
Exactly, and that's it. A lot of it is wigs and makeup. So I would, you know, I'd get top quality wigs.
A lot of it on real women is wigs and makeup.
Of course it is. But if anybody can help this, it's not a sexual fantasy, although I don't know. Something might click. I don't know. It's not what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it because I think I would look better. I think I'd look better than most women.
Okay. We've only been practicing forever, but yeah, you crack on with your one day.
Well, I just think, listen, don't be offended. Don't be offended. It's not in any way. It's not a burn, right? I'm not burning you.
Oh no, you're not even touching me.
No. Exactly. Oh, exactly. I'd be light years ahead of you.
No.
Well, but if I were, why would that be a problem? You look quite blokey. And I don't complain.
Well, it's nothing to do with you, how I look.
Exactly. So you should take it as a compliment.
That you think that you would look better automatically than people who've been women forever.
Yeah. Take that as a compliment.
You don't see how that might be slightly presumptuous?
No. Well,
are you going to keep the beard? That's the question.
No, I do it. No. I shave the beard. Mm-hmm. Of course, I do it properly. I would do this properly. This would be genuine. What we need is we need to find someone who can help this. I'm just going to say fantasy, but again, that implies some kind of sexual undertone or overtone.
Funny that, isn't it?
Let's do this. I want to look glamorous. I want to look beautiful. Don't want to look tarty, but I want to look fun.
What's fun? What's the definition of fun?
The fun will come from my eyes, actually.
Okay.
The little twinkle in the eyes. If to say, oh. Maybe, you know.
Maybe what?
Yeah, you know, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I will dance with you, sir.
Okay.
I will dance with you, sir.
Wow, you're a 1940s woman.
Could be. Well, maybe that. I don't know what my era is. I don't know what my look is.
Okay.
Don't know what my look is. It's just something to think about.
If anybody,
we're doing a show in Scotland soon.
You need to talk to Shane Ritchie because he's working on a show at the moment where he'd be able to tell you the techniques.
I will do, actually. I will.
Because you need a Pritt stick. I'm telling you that now.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
How you get rid of your eyebrows.
Okay, fine.
And then you draw new ones on. I've been watching a lot of Drag Race.
Well, there's some Pritt stick downstairs, so we can start tonight. But we're doing a show in Scotland, and there's 12 tickets left for the Scottish show. I thought they would have all gone by now, but they haven't. But there's 12 tickets left in June, I think it is. And a company, obviously, a company's coming. I can't remember what they're called, but they're coming to see the show, and they're a kilt hire company. They've offered to lend me a kilt. The full get up for the day, and I thought, that's nice, but I'm not going to do it because
Why?
I think
cultural appropriation.
Well, yeah, it's like blacking up.
Well, it's not really though, is it?
Wearing a kilt is like
haven't
blacking
you got
up.
Scottish heritage?
Well, I mean, yes and no, yes and no, and kind of yes and no. Yes, that my granddad was Scottish, but no, turns out he actually wasn't my dad's real dad. So, you know, there's stuff. I've worn kilts before, but I'm not going to do it because it is a little bit... going to Scotland and dressing up in a kilt, it's a little bit...
Yeah, but they're dressing you up, so that's for their amusement. It's not
well,
yours.
No, it's a little bit. No, I'm not going to do that. But what I'm saying is... by the way, if you want to come and see us in Scotland, 12 tickets left, ianlee.com/event. Oh, I've got it in my car.
What have you got?
The memory card of the show that we did in Luton, so we can put it out as a podcast. There'll be a new rabbit hole podcast this week. Anyway, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Angela.
Hi, Ian, Catherine.
Hey, Angela.
Good evening. I was doing some live streaming on my YouTube.
Some live rimming?
Live streaming.
Live rimming.
Streaming.
Live streaming. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I've not got my headphones on. Yes.
I was doing the cards. And when each pack came out...
So hang on, did you want us to live stream?
Yeah, I was on live stream, yeah.
No, but because Alan Caddick phoned us up, the original Alan Caddick, phoned us up and said that we should be live streaming. You told him to tell us that we should start live streaming.
No, well, I was trying to tell him that I was on live streaming and I wanted to give you the reading I wanted to give you. And it was pretty good.
I'm glad that guy's been fired. That guy's a dunce. What does dunce mean? Yeah. Well, I know what it means. What's the origin of the word dunce, to be a dunce?
Dunce.
The dunce's hat. I wonder if dunce was like a Shakespearean character. I don't think it was, but it feels like it's that kind of, you know, it feels more like a name that's become...
If to me, it feels like some sort of abbreviation, like a do...
A douchebag.
A do-once or something. It's been changed.
Do-once. Okay, yeah, dunce. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can Google. You Google it while
I'm gonna
talk.
Look. I'm gonna
you Google
look.
It while I palm Angela off.
Yeah. You've had an interesting month.
Yes.
There's a few things that's not bad. It's quite good. You answered one of my questions. You're having a break. Why are you having this break? You need to make a decision.
What do you mean? Why am I having this break?
Yeah.
Because it's Easter holidays and I'm taking my boys away for a week.
Yeah, but while you're having a break, you need to make some important decisions.
Do I feed the boys today? Do I cook for the boys in the cabin, or do we go to the cafe that's 100 yards away? I think we know the answer to that. Although I'm going to get a Tesco delivery on Monday morning and take food with me. Clever.
It's just around you, mainly. There's a helpful person around you that wants to help you, a third party.
Is it you?
No.
Third party fire and theft?
No, it's someone that's close to you that wants to help you.
Someone not close to me?
Someone that wants to help you.
Right.
That's close to you, but you're not accepting that help at the minute.
Okay.
But you will.
Is it Catherine?
Well, give me a chance, yeah. Right. The question you've been asking from heaven,
what?
It will take a while, but...
A while?
It will... A while.
A while? James Whale.
Yeah, you know what I mean. A while.
A while.
And they will answer your question.
What is the question?
Well, whatever you've been thinking about. You've had something on your mind. And
I've been thinking, should I buy a PlayStation 3?
No.
That's what I've been thinking
more.
A lot. Hang on a minute. Sam, have you got PlayStation 3 for sale?
Well, you can have it if you want.
Is it... Hang on a minute. To come on the microphone. Sorry. Now, I need to know what generation is. Is it the big, fat, chunky one?
It's not the original.
No, I can't use it. I want it to play PS2 games on.
Oh, no, I don't think that's that.
Thanks for your help, Sam.
It's a bit... It's a bit more interesting than that because on my second laptop, it said that you'd be all right for Mini. But the one that the lady is questioning is Catherine because she's quite sensitive. And that came out in my new pack of cards. But there's a King of Swords and it said Foundation. So there's something that's coming along that you've been wishing for, if you know what I mean. But there's a few sharks that you know who they are. And the Ace of Wands is growth, but that was upside down, but that was telling you that you had to grow inside you for what you saw.
Okay.
It's telling you to be more creative.
More creative, right. Flipping it. I'm putting out, including this radio show, I'm putting out about five to six hours of live streamed entertainment every single day. How can I be more creative? I'm doing 3 hours of radio, then I go home and do about 45 minutes of the Chit Chat Club. I do about 2 hours of streaming video games and about an hour of me streaming, just chatting.
No, what it means by that with yourself, not with your work, but with you.
Ah, having an intelligent self-pleasuring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Angela. That's really cleared up a lot. Not a clue what that was about. You, Catherine?
No, I think it was about, 6 minutes of talking?
It certainly filled some time. Thank you, Angela. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And the lesson we've learnt from that is never get classic Caddick to pass on a message as he hasn't got a clue. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, Buddha. Hey, Buddha.
Here we go. Let's be having you. We're trying to replace the classic regular callers with new actors. It's time to move on. It's time to shake things up. So far, Alan Caddick is being played by Ray. Unless anybody can do a better Alan Caddick than Ray. And the part of random boozy lady is being played by first-time caller Sophie. That was some call. That was a great call. You've got to respect that. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. Every weeknight from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the morning. You can listen on DAB. You can download the app. Or you can go to talkradio.co.uk. 03-44-499-1000. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening, Ian, Catherine. It's George here.
Oh, God, I thought it was Nelson Mandela. I thought it was someone who's calling and it's Nelson Mandela.
Good evening.
Hello, George.
Hello. I'm calling to invite you to an event I'm organising to commemorate the date me and Peter Cook smoked 1,000 joints in the year 1669. It'll be the 450th anniversary, and it would mean a great deal to me if you could attend, both of you.
Well, I'm busy, but I think Kath is free.
When is it?
Hang on a second. Let's find out when it is before you say no, Catherine.
No, I'm really going to be busy.
It's nice of him to invite you. When is it, George?
It's in a fortnight, 2 weeks today.
Yep. Okay, well, Kath, we're going to send Kath down there.
No, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you have my permission to do it.
I don't need your permission.
Well, you do, because you can go during the show and be our reporter for the show.
No, I'm really busy.
Will you not be there, Ian?
Sorry?
Will you not be there?
I can't. I'll have to present the radio show.
You don't. Honestly, I don't.
But Catherine, as we know, is unintegral. Is Tegral. Yes, Tegral, I guess.
I thought you'd want to be there.
No, thanks, George.
I think you need to broaden your horizons.
What do you mean you need to broaden my horizons? My horizons are very broad, thank you very much. What are you talking about?
Well, I also have the name of a song which I think will make us both millions, but I might have to tell you that off air.
Why can't you tell? Well, just the name of a song?
Yes.
Have you not got the song?
No, well, I've done the hard bit.
The titling.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us? I don't want to talk to you off air. It's a phone-in show. You've got my number for three hours a night.
So, what's the title, George?
Yeah.
It's.
What's the title, George?
It's the Warcast says pain. Like.
The Warcast.
The Warcast says pain.
What's a Warcast?
Like a forecast, but for war.
Okay. But you've not got any lyric or any tune?
Well, that's where I need you and Catherine.
Okay. Well, surely, if everything is pre-planned and pre-written, then surely you can... The song is rewritten, isn't it? It's written already. What?
Well, I... When me and Peter Cook smoked a thousand joints, we spoke to a ninth dimensional being, and
yes, okay.
He told me that you would write the song.
Okay, God, you're so frustrating, George!
Well, that's just your opinion, isn't it?
And scene. Well
wow.
played!
Very well done.
Well played! You've got the part!
Thank you.
Oh, Matt, that is wonderful. I want to give you like a BAFTA or an Oscar or a RIM or something. Wow. I want to thank you for that. That was
the only thing that was lacking was George's laugh, which sort of goes.
There it is. Matt, you've got the part in the new series of the Late Night Alternative as Rainbow George.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was really good.
That was incredible. The only problem with that was it was quite interesting. That's the only problem.
And he was reasonable.
03444991000 is the telephone number. I have. I don't want to bang on about this. I tweeted about it. I got a key ring today. I don't want to bang on about it because people find it boring, right? And people think, oh, you're doing it to show off. Yeah, I'm showing off a little bit. I got a year clean today, man. A year and a day ago, I was shoving cocaine up my nose and watching porn for like 24 hours and was miserable and wanted to die. And then what are we now? Is it the 27th? The 27th of March, 2018. I stopped taking drugs, and that was it. And I'm a year clean now, and I got a key ring. And I mentioned it on Twitter, and I was thinking, well, should I mention it on Twitter? It is actually going to cause me a couple of problems in a couple of areas in my life where I told specific people I hadn't used again, but it was too close to the scene of the crime. So a couple of people will go, I thought, but that's fine. I can deal with that. That's not a problem. But the reason I'm saying it is because I had 13 years and then I relapsed for about 3 months, maybe a week or two over 3 months. And then I got back in recovery. And the only reason I'm sharing it, two reasons. One, actually, all right, it's fair play. It's quite good for the ego. We're supposed to keep this stuff secret, separate from press, radio and films. But you know what? But also I'm saying it so that anybody else who is struggling with booze and alcohol knows that it can be stopped. Anybody else who's had a relapse and is too ashamed to go back to meetings or therapy or church or treatment or whatever it is that worked for you the first time, that actually there's no shame in it. You get welcomed back with open arms. You might get a bit of a, oh, you silly sod, but you get welcomed back to these places with open arms. So the quicker you can get back into whatever it was that worked for you the first time, the quicker you can start getting clean. And that there is an option, there is an alternative. It doesn't have to be as lousy as that. So I'm a year, 13 years, and I shoved that up my nose. I'm a year clean. It can be done. Hang in there, kids. Everything is possible. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Nigel.
Right. Got on quicker, didn't I?
Sorry?
I got on quicker. I didn't have to wait.
We've not got many calls.
No, not tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight, Josephine.
Yeah. I got your shopping.
It came, did it?
About half nine.
Brilliant. Wicked.
Pardon? Yeah, I got it. Thanks. Thanks very much for the shopping.
It's a pleasure. How's everything going today?
I went in. No one's rung me about from age concern or social services.
Okay.
So that's the sooner I can get that sorted out, the better.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I can't pay any bills till I get my money.
No.
So I need to pay the electric, submit on the electric bill. And and the poll tax thing. That's too. And then I've got my phone bill, so it's all bills, isn't it?
You need to speak to the companies and tell them you've got no money and see if they can come up with a plan to make make the payment smaller.
Well, I am making the payment smaller myself, but they can't go too. Bills have to be paid up quicker.
Nigel, listen, you've really got to listen to me, dude. This is one of the things you don't do is listen. We are giving you specific things you need to do. You need to phone up each of the people you owe money to and tell...
Nigel, please
listen, mate. Yeah. Please listen, right? Focus, just for a minute. You have to phone them up and say, I have no money to pay this. Can I make a smaller payment?
Yeah.
Because... they want the money, right? They'd rather you paid the money over a longer period of time than didn't pay any money at all.
No. But if you don't pay the bill up in a certain time, they can cut your electric off, can't they?
Yeah. I don't know if they can actually anymore. I don't quite know how it works. But they can take you to court.
I don't think they can.
They can take you to court.
I'm only a week behind at the moment anyway.
Well, you got to let's keep it at a week behind and don't let it get into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. No. That's very easily done.
It's because I told them that I was talking to the MP, Helen Grant.
Okay.
So they know about her and they've not bothered me since. They haven't been sending me bills or anything.
But they will. They haven't forgotten about you though, and they will.
No. Yeah. But they know I can't pay until next week anyway, so because I've told them.
Can you pay next week?
Yeah, yes, of course I can pay quite a bit next week out of my money.
All right, fine. Just,
the poll tax people, where I went to talk about the poll tax in Mason, they don't seem to be too worried about missing a week either.
Okay.
So there's just the two things sorted. My phone bill's not for till next month in April.
Okay.
So that's all right. I've done quite well, really, haven't I? Sorting it all out.
You've done quite well, yes.
But you
need someone to help you get on top of it, and that can't be me or Catherine. You need the council or Helen Grant or Age Concern or MenCap or someone to get on top of it for you, because otherwise it can be problematic.
I haven't spoken to anyone, shown anyone my bills yet. Like, if I'm to sit round the table and show the people my bills, the social worker.
Yeah.
But that's not happened yet. But it will happen at Helen Grant's place when they bring me.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
That's what I'm waiting for. But besides the bills.
Yeah.
It's just difficult for me. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I can't afford to buy a card at the moment, which I want. You know, I just haven't got enough money to buy a card.
Well, why don't you make a card? That's what my boys do when they got no money. That's what I did when I had no money. I made a card.
No.
Here's the thing, Nigel. Right, can you hear me?
Yes.
You can't afford to buy a card.
Nigel,
I bought you food yesterday because you didn't have enough money for food. You can't. You've got to grow up a little bit at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
You can't buy a card.
No.
You can't buy a card. You can't afford it. Food and your bills are the only things you should be looking at paying at the moment until you're in a better position. Yeah.
What I meant to say was the blackness and the shock of not being here still, you know, it's what's bothering me.
Yeah.
I feel that things are closing in on me.
I get that. It's tough, dude.
Have you made an appointment with your doctor?
I forgot this morning because I was tired from being up all night.
Nigel, listen, we are giving you very specific suggestions that will help you.
I went round the doctor this afternoon and the receptionist said that he wouldn't be able to help me with those things.
Nigel... Don't talk to the receptionist about it. You've got to speak to
the
doctor.
She's got to give him a message and she
won't pass Nigel, the message on. Nigel, we gave you really specific things, right? Don't tell the receptionist what you want to see a doctor for. It's none of their business.
No.
You want to
no.
see the doctor because you're suffering from depression.
Well, they shouldn't be asking me questions when I want an
You don't answer them. Nigel, there's only so much me and Kath can do, right? And if you're not prepared to listen, then we're going to have to stop this, right?
Nigel,
you have to listen, man.
Yes.
Right? You have to listen because this is more serious than you realise, okay? You have to make an appointment to see the doctor. You are suffering from a medical condition called depression, I would imagine, right? So you need to speak to the doctor about your depression. When when you are in with the doctor, stuff the receptionist. It's none of their business. When you are in with the doctor, you talk about the depression, you talk about missing your mum, and you talk about not having enough money for food, and about having to get a bloke on the radio to buy food for you. You have to tell him all of that.
Yeah.
Don't tell the receptionist. It's none of their business.
No, they try to shove you off, don't they? Because they've got so many people, I think.
Well, you have a right to see your GP.
I'll sort that out, but the only people that can help me get more benefits is a social worker.
Yeah, the doctor might be able to help you get something from a food bank.
Yeah.
And they'll also flag you up to social services.
So you need to speak to, the doctor, not the receptionist.
But I'm already taking antidepressants already.
Okay, Nigel. Nigel. Okay, Nigel. We've told you what we think you should do.
Yeah, it's up to you. I'm doing all the things.
No, you're not. It's up to you whether you decide to act on that or not. Okay, I've literally just told you what
but
I think you should do.
You have to wait for an appointment. You can't just see him straight away.
Okay, Nigel. Well, I've told you what I think you should do. It's up to you whether you decide to act on it.
But I've just got to wait for them to contact me because it's been nearly a week.
Okay, the doctor isn't going to contact you.
No, the social workers.
Nigel, all right, Nigel. Listen, I'm going to let you go now because I've told you what I think you should do. If you choose to act on that, that's great. And if you don't, I think that you're making a bit of a bad choice. But that's entirely up to you.
There's
okay?
not much you can do to help me, is there?
Sorry.
Really? There's not much you can do to help with the money side.
No.
I can. They can't always give you more money, can they?
I don't know.
I won't know until I speak to somebody anyway.
Yeah, but possibly your doctor.
No, the social workers are the ones that...
Okay, Nigel. All right, Nigel, listen, I'm going to let you go, mate. You let us know how it goes on. Maybe we'll... What day is it today? Wednesday. Maybe we'll speak on Friday, okay?
Maybe I hear from them by Friday, the social workers.
I don't know, dude. You need to speak to Helen Grant again and you need to speak to your doctor.
Well, she wasn't there today. I went in.
Okay.
To
all right, Nigel. Listen, I'm going to let you go. Maybe we'll speak on Friday, okay?
No worries. Then I'm coping well.
Good luck. All right. Thank you, Nigel. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.